Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, we're in the age of communication. Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, social media, cable channels, 24-hour news. My goodness, people are communicating. There's just so much being put out there every single day. But what are they really saying? Have you noticed that most of what people say, they're repeating over and over and over again? They're not concise with their message. They're not direct. They don't deliver the message. And what happens when you are not concise, when there isn't brevity in your message, when you're not getting right to it? Well, picture this. You go to see a speech of a famous speaker. This person is world-renowned. You've been looking forward to it. You get your tickets. You go. You get a front-row seat. You wait for it to start. And this person starts. And you're surprised because they're boring. They're about as boring as they could be. And not only are they boring, but they're babbling on about nothing that makes any sense whatsoever. And you say to yourself, I don't know what I'm doing here. So picture when you're dealing with your coworkers, your employees, your customers, your vendors. Are you babbling? Are you getting right to the point? Are you being concise? Are you delivering the message? There is so much energy being placed today on meaningless communication. People just talking for the sake of hearing themselves. Nobody's listening, but they're talking. Now in business, business is about communication. Communicating our message, how we can help someone, what we want employees to do to be successful. There are so many things we need to communicate about. But we need to be careful that we are not going on and on and on. And people are looking at us saying, oh, how boring. I can't believe it. Because they're not going to want to listen again. We want people to look forward to hearing what we have to say. We don't want to just take their time. So when you are talking to someone, what you might want to consider doing is also watching their body language. Do you have them? Are they listening? Are they following you? Or are their eyes glassing over because they think that you are just taking their time and wasting it, and they are required to listen to you? But you know what? They're not hearing you. So when we're talking, try to hear yourself. Try to hear what you're saying. If you're going to give a speech or you're going to give a sales pitch, record it into your smartphone. See what you sound like. What are the unnecessary words that you're throwing in? Is there meaning to the conversation? Would you want to listen to you talk? And the same thing goes for our sales force. We actually have to listen to what our sales force is saying. We have to hear their, we have to travel with them. We have to be on the other side of the phone call, not listening in on the phone call, but hearing what they're having to say. We need to instruct people in communication. We need to focus them. We need to guide them. We need to pare down the conversation so that we can absolutely get people to listen to us. For the sake of brevity, this is Howard Lewinter. And of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.